Good morning. It's 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And just to prepare you for the week ahead, we'll consult the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley, December. Yes, December 4th is St. Barbara's Day, the Gunner's Holiday. The legendary St. Barbara was imprisoned in a high tower by her father to discourage her many suitors. But Christian books were smuggled into her, and when her father learned of her conversion, he handed her over for torture and eventually beheaded her himself, whereupon he was instantly struck dead by lightning. She is thus invoked against tempests and explosions and is the particular patroness of artillerymen. December the 5th, the best time to rid gardens of snails, inspect cider stocks against Christmas. And this is definitely the time when you should be putting your garden to bed, laying down straw or hay for a nice cover. And what about those cider stocks? Well, before there was large-scale refrigeration, usually you put them in either a root cellar or... I know my grandparents used to actually put them in... our outside hatchway to get into the basement, and that was a great chilling place to store things. Of course, we lived in upstate New York, so that helps immensely. Half a peck of unground wheat put to cider that is harsh and eager will renew its fermentation and render it more mild and gentle. A little quantity of mustard will clear an hogshead of muddy cider, and the same virtue is ascribed to two or three rotten apples put into it. And we should let you know that this is from John Newberg's Observations on Cider of 1678. December 6th, one of my favorite holidays, the Feast of St. Nicholas. And this was when boy bishops were appointed. St. Nicholas was a 4th century bishop of Myra in Asia Minor who was so pious, even as a baby, that he would only suckle once on fast days. He is said to have saved three maidens from prostitution by covertly throwing three golden balls for their dowries through their window by night, and to have miraculously revived three murdered boys pickled in a brine tub. He is thus the special patron of children, as well as of pawnbrokers who use his three golden balls as a sign, and his nocturnal kindness is perpetuated in the gifts left by Sinterklaas, the Dutch American version of his name. In Sarum Cathedral, there is a little monument of a boy bishop who died in his office. The tradition is that this child bishop, being melancholy, the children of the choir did tickle him to make him merry, but they did so overdo it that they tickled him to death. And that comes from John Aubrey's Remains of Gentilism of 1688. December the 7th, protect plants against frost, especially rosemary, for Christmas decorations. Evergreen rosemary, the rose of the Virgin Mary, is one of the special plants of Christmas. It was believed to blossom at midnight on Christmas Eve and to have acquired its scent from the garments of the infant Jesus, which the Virgin hung out to dry on a rosemary bush. Where rosemary grows, the woman rules the house. December the 8th, observe the day of the week on which babies are born. Who that is born on a Sunday shall be great and shining. He that is born on the Monday shall prosper if he begin any work on that day. Who that is born on Tuesday shall be covetous and perish by iron and hardly come to his last age. He that is born on Wednesday shall lightly learn words. On Thursday, they that are born shall be stable and worshipful. He that is born on Friday shall be of long life and very lecherous. But who that is born on Saturday shall seldom be profitable. But if the course of the moon bring it about, and that's from the Knowledge of Things Unknown of 1729. December the 9th, robins now much in evidence, singing their winter song. Robins have long been associated with Christmas charity, perhaps because their red breasts were believed to be stained by Christ's blood, which spurted there when a kindly robin tried to pluck a prickle from the crown of thorns. Covering with moss the dead's unclosed eye, the little redbreast teaches charity. Robins were also said to charitably cover the unburied corpses of the murdered with moss and leaves, as they did for the legendary Babes in the Wood. And that's from Percy's Relics of 1765. It's very unlucky to kill or cage a robin or a wren, or to take their eggs, since the robin redbreast and the wren are God's almighty cock and hen. And December the 10th, lay in stocks of Christmas firewood, make a jungle biscuits. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, no season to hedge, get beetle and wedge, cleave logs now all for kitchen and hall. And that, as I mentioned, is from Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573. And next Monday is St. Andrew's Day, old style. And we'll talk about riding the stang. Who knows? Maybe in the next hour, since I don't think our next person is showing up. Well, anyhow, here you go. We'll start off with this piece.
To the Queen of Hearts. to say, for come the day we'd all be making sounds, or finding better words. These ideas never lasted long. The way is up along the road, the air is growing thin. Too many friends who tried swept off this mountain with the wind. Meet on the ledge, we're gonna meet on the ledge. When my time is up, I'm gonna see all of my friends. Meet on the ledge, we're gonna meet on the ledge. If you really mean it, it all comes around again. That's the only way to be. You'll have your chance again, then you can do the work for me. Meet on the ledge, we're gonna meet on the ledge. When my time is up, I'm gonna see all of my friends. Meet on the ledge, we're gonna meet on the ledge. If you really mean it, it all comes around again. Meet on the ledge, we're gonna meet on the ledge. When my time is up, I'm gonna see all of my friends. Meet on the ledge, we're gonna meet on. If you really mean it, it all comes around again.
On behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
So, those last three we heard are relatively easy to source, at least in this area. Richard Thompson with Meat on the Ledge, that's from his Acoustic Classics 2 out on Bee's Wing. Open the Door for Three with Boyne Water. And the three are Pat Broders, Liz Knowles, and Kieran O'Hare. And Liz Knowles is playing in the Celtic Sojourn Christmas show this year. And so I suspect that that album may be available if you go to any of those. And we started off with Ofa Rex with the Queen of Hearts. And this is the name of a group you may not be familiar with, but features Olivia Cheney and Colin Meloy, and then several other people who they gathered up for a wonderful album. Hey, Olivia Cheney is one of those people with a special, special voice, and it's always a pleasure when you run across that. So we'll go back to the those strange records across the pond. This next one is out on Navigator Records.
Of the clansmen, Just We've been so broken, been so low that I kiss the ground. But you can see yourself a winner beyond the money and the greed. Beyond the prize is a pure untested need. And to be a champion is more than luck and speed. It's power and freedom in the spirit of the wind.
Slick, you investors in hate, you Saddams and you Bushes, you Bin Ladens and snakes, you billionaire bullies, you're a globalized curse. You put war on the masses and then you clean out the purse. And that's how it's done. War after war, you old feudal parasites, you just sacrifice the poor. You got the cutting-edge weapons, but your scam's still the same as it's been since the Romans. Yo, it's the Patriot game. Yo, that's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. You twisters of language, you creeps of disguise, yeah, disinformation. It's like worms in your eyes. You privileged bankers, you gambler thieves, you profit on war. You think it's just less money in peace. So that's how it's done. Time after time, country after country, and crime after crime. You pretend it's religion, like there's no one to blame for the dead and impoverished in your little Patriot game. Honey, that's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. You got the world's greatest power, and you team up with thugs, make a fortune on weapons, destruction and drugs. But your flags and boots and uniforms, they start to all smell the same when all sides are killing in the Patriot game. And that's how it's done. And you've got our sons in the crosshairs of horror at the end of your guns. And your national anthems, they start to all smell like shame when all sides are dying in the Patriot game. It's just a war racket. That's just a war racket. It's just a war racket. It's just a war racket. And war is never, ever holy. It's just a greedy man's dream. And you two-faced crusaders, both sides are obscene. War is not made by God. War is just made by men who misdirect our attention while you thieves do your thing. And that's how it's done. About every 30 years, the rich fill their coffers, the poor fill with tears, the young fill the coffins, the old hang a wreath. The politicians get photographed with their names underneath. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. That's the war racket. It's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket.
It's 9:45. We got time for just a couple more. That was Buffy St. Marie and Tanya Tagao with You Got to Run, Spirit of the Wind, and the War Racket from Medicine Songs. Buffy St. Marie was, well, actually is, an Ojibwa Indian and made a sort of burst on the scene back in, late 60s, early 70s. That's a mouth bow that she's playing that gives that sort of twanging sound. And You Got to Run, Spirit of the Wind, and the War Racket from Medicine Songs. Also has some of her best-known songs on here, like Little Wheels, Spin and Spin, Universal Soldier, My Country, 'Tis of Thy People, You're Dying. So, fine album. Prior to that, we heard an album that was actually produced in Germany and by Joe Boyd. Engineered by Jerry Boyes, and it's out on Glitterbeat Records. It's called Sazizo, The Joys and Sorrows of Southern Albanian Song, At Least Wave Your Handkerchief at Me. And we heard Tana and Kaba Me Violin. And Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys gave us When the Reavers Call from Pretty Peggy. We're going to hear a short blues piece and then set up for Anya Minot and Mavis Staples, and that will close out this hour.
Take gymnasium when she used to go to public school. English, art and grammar, arithmetic and drama, she always did the best that she could do. But one day she refused and she wouldn't take it no more. Teacher asked her why she quit and the answer came just so. I had to give up gym, just keep myself in trim. Had to give up gym after all. I wasn't hard enough to make it, even when I tried to take it. Had to give up gym after all. Every time I had my gym, I couldn't ever talk. After I had tried to take it, I couldn't hardly walk. I'm no baby, you can see, but it was just too much for me. Had to give up gym after all.
trim. I just give up Jim after all. I wasn't hard enough to make it, even when I tried to take it. Had to give up Jim after all. Arithmetic and grammar, I love my school subjects. English and grammar, they're always on my list. Jim's alright without a doubt, but Jim hurts, so take it out. Had to give up Jim after all.